We'll begin first just setting up the body as we always do in a posture of ease, clarity. If you're sitting upright, finding the felt sense of the center of gravity, a point in the low belly, the center of the body. You might rock forward and back or side to side a little, finding that spot where, with minimum effort, you're neither falling forward nor back nor side to side. And around that center of gravity, the whole upper body drapes. Soft and softening, letting go of effort through the postural muscles as the spine finds its alignment. Whether you're supporting the spine behind or free sitting, feeling for the natural uprightness that lifts the heart, opens the lungs, receives the breath in as unobstructed a way as we can through the diaphragm, letting the breath move the belly, letting the breath gather in the body all the way down to this center of gravity spot, and then be released upward. Body like a vase, pouring the fluid breath in and out. Around the body of this open space, with the vase breath, arms are relaxed, falling open to the sides. Neither pulling back nor falling forward. Relaxing through the neck, base of the skull, through the jaw, letting the tongue rest. Through the face, around the cheekbones, the corners of the eye sockets, the forehead. Letting go of the social mask. And then like a wash of ease from the crown of the head all the way down to the earth, just pouring the intention to soften, relax all the way down the body. As we stabilize into posture and breath, we have a sense of the anchor or the base of focus, where the mind can rest, gathering itself into a steadier, more grounded state. For many of us, that's the breath. For others, it might be sounds coming and going, or the felt sense of the body in its posture, or a word like Buddho, the great mantra from the Thai forest tradition, Buddho, awake, the one who is awake. You can link Buddho to the breath, inhaling Bud, exhaling Do, or just gently let the word spin softly in the heart, in the background. Just reminding with each spin reminding the body mind of the pleasure of being here rather than distracted, rather than lost in fantasy or fear. Well, this is our foundation. I'm going to take a few moments to really establish that foundation as clear and unambiguous. So we have a sense of being grounded, even a bit more in the feeling body and the heart present here. We can take up a gentle reflection into the quality called emptiness, sunyata. Emptiness is a way of recognizing that everything that we encounter is in a way surrounded by the stories, identities, meanings, connections that we give it based on our culture, our learning, our position. This is in the Vipassana tradition, the foundation of the very first insight, in the sequence of insight, the differentiation of name and form. Choose one thing you can rest your attention on, and you might use the object of stability you've been staying with already, like the breath or sounds. If you're attending to the breath, notice that you can connect to the breath in a few different ways. You can feel the movement of the body as the musculature responds to breath, so there's sensation. And there's also perhaps an inner image of the body moving, the belly or chest rising and falling. There's the breath in the nose that's warm or cool. There's the sense of what we call in and out. You know what's happening. Breath comes in to the lungs, air comes in, air goes out. You could connect with the breath on the meaning channel. The breath keeps us alive. The breath is divine or a spark of life. The breath is connecting us to the trees who breathe the inverse molecules as we do. You could hear the breath whistling softly like a little wind through the nose or the throat. All of these ways of understanding the breath You might have an emotional connection to the breath. The breath could be tender, inspiring, poignant. It could remind you of a trauma or of a blissful experience or anything in between. Any of these channels, the sensory channels, the emotional or affect channel, the cognitive channels, every one of these adds some kind of information, a label, a story, a meaning, to the experience we call the breath. Spend some time with the breath or whatever your chosen object of investigation is. Cycle a bit through the various things you can know about it. See how close to the, what you might call the direct experience of this is. And then see how you would describe that. A simple way to do this is to tell yourself 10 different things that you notice about the breath, some number, enough to make it clear that you could go on and on describing the breath. You might cycle through the 5 physical senses, the cognitive and emotional channels, and then notice that all of these pieces of information that ride along with the breath are not themselves the breath. They are some of the many names and meanings that we apply to what we call breath, but they are not the thing itself. And then the question in practice, can you contact the thing itself at all? How close can you get? Or do you find just another layer of subtle, unspoken meaning there? You can add to this exploring the breath in time. And notice, of course, that it keeps changing. Is there such a thing as the breath that keeps changing? Is there a through line? Does the breath have a fundamental identity or a nature that doesn't change? Can you find what that is? Is that a concept? Is it a sensation? The sensations change, the concepts change. Spend some moments connecting with the impermanent nature of the breath. When we say the breath is empty or has the nature of emptiness, what we mean is this. No part of it lasts for more than a moment. The beginning of the in-breath is not the same as the end of the in-breath. And when the breath turns around, that in-breath will never come again. The next in-breath resembles it only superficially. But the whole world is different since I breathed in last. And everything I can know about the breath is a kind of conceptual overlay. Words, images, feelings. The breath is empty of anything permanent, stable, universal, unchanging. If you get a felt sense of this, see if the experience of breathing changes. See if any feeling arises or any different energy arises in the heart, mind, in the body. So you could stay with this or return to just grounding with the cycle of breathing or with sounds, restabilizing. Or if you want, you can open this reflection into a space of more open awareness. Let go of the anchor of attention and let attention rest in presence, witnessing everything arising through the senses, through the heart, mind. And anything that comes forward, anything that pulls the attention for a moment, you can offer a simple recognition from this lens of emptiness. You can see in a flash, in a moment, that anything we can know about this, this thought coming in, this story, this feeling, this sound of crickets, this sensation in the hip, this feeling of poignancy in the heart, whatever you've got, all of it has the nature of emptiness. There's names that swirl around it, concepts, meanings, contexts. And even the sensation itself is constantly changing, unfixed. We understand our sensations because of concepts. When we see in this way, thoughts and other perceptions self-liberate, which really just means they have no ground to stand on. The ground is our belief in their solidity. We relax away from that with no aversion or animosity. We just see what's true. Play with this. See if you might find a space where seeing what's true about what arises, especially feelings and thoughts about ourselves, but do it with sensations and sounds, anything that arises. See if that reflection, that recognition of emptiness allows a relaxing deeper. into openness, less grasping. There's nothing to grasp to. Grasping itself is empty. The object of grasping is empty. The suffering that grasping produces is empty, but painful. And pain itself is empty and can be recognized as such. And the heart relaxes further, settles further into stability. So you can play in this way. We'll sit in silence together, listening to the night or whatever moment you're in your place on the turning globe. and this beautiful insight into emptiness, which naturally unfolds into compassion for suffering beings, is expressed as the heart mantra of the perfection of wisdom, Prajna Paramita, the mother of all the Buddhas. At the end of the Heart Sutra, in which Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva rests in profound Prajna Paramita and sees that all dharmas are marked by emptiness, and exclaims to the disciple Sariputta, "O Sariputta, form is emptiness, emptiness is form, form is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not other than form, feelings, perceptions, formations, and consciousness all are like this." The union of form and emptiness is the union of that which is manifest and that which is conceptual or seen through. And so everything has the characteristic of emptiness, but it also exists, it's also real. And so after seeing the entire dharma through the lens of emptiness, the Heart Sutra ends. This is the mantra that cuts through all suffering and is true, not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom, of Prajna Paramita, the womb of the Buddhas, spoken thus, gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi swaha. Bowing to emptiness, that which dissolves. Gate gate, gone, gone. Paragate, completely gone. Parasangate, fully, completely gone. Bodhi, awake. Swaha. It is like this. We'll end our sitting chanting the mantra of the perfection of wisdom. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisattva. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisattva. Once more. Gate, gate,